علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on RIB English Radio with Sayyid Abdullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the program Gate of Knowledge. We are discussing Sermon 27 of Nahjul Balagha, referred to as Sermon of Jihad. Amir al-Mu'minin salamullah alayhi is mentioning the bad effects that will take place if a person or a nation abandon jihad willingly. And we go to the fifth one. He says, وَأُدِيلَ الْحَقُّ مِنْهُ بِتَضِيعِ الْجِهَادِ. Udil, it means that there's a shift. There's something that will change, something that will move. So it says, حَقْ will shift, will move away from people if they abandon jihad. Now, the famous saying of Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says, Al-Haqqu yu'khad wa la yu'ta. When it comes to rights, it's taken, not given. No one's going to come and say, hey, this is your right. This is your money. This is your wealth. These are your resources. We're going to give it to you. No one's going to do that. If anything, people are going to take your right. So haqq here, we're not talking about the truth as in the sense of truth versus falsehood, but things that you own, things that are your right, things that are yours. So al-haqq udil, it will be moved, it will be taken away from you. And then you'll be like, oh, why are they doing this to us? Why we don't have this? Why we don't have that? Now, when you look at for the Muslim lands, for example, we have plenty of resources. We got plenty of oil and gas and natural resources. They have been taken from us. While we are suffering, someone else is making the big buck. If you look at Iraq, for example, I always use Iraq as an example because I'm an Iraqi myself. I live in Iraq. I know how the status of Iraq is. Iraq is one of the wealthiest countries in terms of oil, third or fourth on the world in terms of oil, produces oil. The Iraq population today, they've hit 45 million people. It's very small. If they done the calculations, mind you, if Iraqis were given the right of their oil, like their percentage of the oil, they said every person in Iraq would build his house from bricks of gold. That's how much wealth this country has. And that's how much money they oil they push and money they get in return. But a lot of people don't know this. Now, until today, when Iraq sells oil and every barrel of oil, guess who takes the money? I'll tell you right after the break.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge. So we said when Iraq sells money, guess who takes the money? America. The money goes to American banks. It gets held there. And then America will send the wages of the government, government workers and what have you, in plain, in cash, in pallets. And by the time, they said, by the time it gets to Iraq, this gets filtered as well. They start losing until it gets to Iraq. And this is done based on a contract, mind you. America, they have a three-year contract where it gets renewed automatically, and the Iraqi government is not saying anything about it. Where America, wherever Iraq sells, goes to America, America holds it, and then starts giving the Iraqi government. Amir Amin says, well, if you're not going to fight for your right, isn't going to be given to you. America isn't going to say, oh, by the way, we've been taking your oil. It would be nice that actually you guys put in your own banks, because they have banks. So while the people in Iraq are suffering, hunger and thirst and lack of everything, we don't even have running water. Even if we do, it's just dirty, really dirty water. They have no gas. Electricity comes once every 4 hours. They have, I don't know, lack of every resource. The country is still a third world, if not a 10th world country. And they have this massive amount of wealth. And they're not taking it. And why? Because they don't want to fight for it. So any country, or any person who does not fight for his right, right won't be given to him. Amir Aminin Salamullah, he says, لا يدرك الحق إلا بالجد. You will never take your right unless you persevere for it. You fight for it. So the fifth bad effect that will happen to people when they abandon jihad, their rights will be taken from them. Let us take a short break and then we will come back. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad. Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, a religious scholar and theologian, holds a significant place in Islamic history for his invaluable contribution to the compilation of Imam Ali's profound teachings and speeches, which were later compiled into the influential literary work known as Nahjul Balagha.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge. On top of your right being taken away from you, the sixth bad trait that we're going to be inflicted with if we abandon jihad, he says, Wasimul Khasf. Wasimul Khasf, seem means the movement, and Khasf means eclipse. Now, eclipse, when a solar eclipse or lunar eclipse happens, what happens is that the sun disappears or the moon disappears, and then there's blackness. So he says, Wasimul Khasf, it means that you guys moving towards light into darkness. That's what's going to happen to you. You are going to be extinct. You're no longer going to be seen by anyone. You will fade away. You won't be there anymore. You will cease to exist as people if you do not have jihad, if you do not fight for your right. And you can see that the Muslim Ummah is moving towards that slowly, in the same way that an eclipse happens, whether it's lunar or solar. It happens slowly until it fades completely, and then just black. The Muslim world have moved to that direction, where they abandon jihad completely. Genocides happening in Gaza, genocides happening in Lebanon, genocide happening in Afghanistan, in Yemen, in Sudan, and no one's saying anything. Everyone's quiet. Just dark blackness over this region. And when a country decides to fight like Iran, everyone starts to point fingers at it. And everyone condemns Iran for defending themselves. When Iran was attacked and the rahbar was martyred, everybody condemned Iran for retaliating. Do you see how everything is shifting, this insane mentality? Let's continue this in another episode. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You listen to Sayyid Abdullah in the program Gate of Knowledge on RIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه